Thank you very much, George, for that very kind introduction. To you and to everyone at Michelin, we want to thank you for making that decision back in 1969 and what you have given to Nova Scotia. It's a pleasure to be here with the Chambers of Commerce and President Dan Beshear and to all of you. It's great to see you all again, and it's a real pleasure to have Premier Sean Graham here with us from New Brunswick, and I want to welcome you here, Premier, to Nova Scotia. In the last couple of days, we had the opportunity to see the type of innovative spirit, which has made Nova Scotia. And I'm thinking of the Silver Dart and the celebrations that we saw in Bedeque in the last couple of days. And having the opportunity to have been there, I believe that same innovative spirit was there in the last couple of days, and I believe it's still here in this room today and in our business community. And we need that same innovation and spirit and determination today. Today I want to talk to you about a subject that is on all our minds, and that's jobs and the economy. You can't open a newspaper or listen to the radio or perhaps turn on a television without hearing about global economic uncertainty and how it's affecting us as individuals, how it's affecting our communities, and how it's affecting your business and perhaps your industry. Obviously, here in Nova Scotia and Atlantic Canada, we are also being impacted. But I believe there is hope. We've got more people in our province working than ever before. But we need to keep creating jobs, keep people working, and keep our economy moving. That's especially true as more people continue to move home after losing jobs in other parts of the country and experiencing some of the difficulties that we have in our own province. Over the last several months, I've consulted widely, including with many of you here today, on how Nova Scotia can best combat these economic challenges. And it's why my government is moving forward on one of the largest, and I believe one of the most important, infrastructure programs in our province's history. It's a construction program known as and referred to as Building for Growth. From roads to rinks, from hospitals to schools, to community infrastructure, our plan will create a legacy of growth and much-needed jobs. With every dollar we spend on infrastructure, roughly $1.50 is being pumped into our economy, a great investment. Two of the first Building for Growth projects were announced last Friday, one being for the town of Bridgewater, the other being for the town, for the county of Lunenburg. Both municipal infrastructure projects, both examples of how we are partnering with our municipalities, but also with the federal government, and was referred to already with the federal budget and how important that is for us to tap in and to take advantage of every single dollar that is available to us as a province and to you as businesses. Together, these two projects are expected to create roughly 30 to 35 full-time jobs for 12 months, and we'll place about $5 million of spin-off into the local economy. That's just one small example of the many projects that we're going to see in the days ahead. And just yesterday, we announced a rink project in Canso with one of the aspects of their arena and the investment they're making there. There are many more important projects and many more jobs to come in our Building for Growth program. And we will invest hundreds of millions of dollars, and we will lay that out in the weeks ahead with respect to infrastructure investment that will not only position us for the short term, but indeed will position us for the long term. I was thinking when I was being introduced that I believe it's almost, perhaps it's 3 years to the day, or 3 years very close, that I was sworn in as Premier. Some would say I've been sworn at ever since. But I've had the pleasure of being in the position, which I know Premier Graham can certainly attest to, and it's certainly a position that I believe has a huge responsibility attached to it, and one of those responsibilities deals directly with the economy, and perhaps no more so than today. Last week, we also increased funding to the Industrial Expansion Fund by $175 million, the first part of our economic stimulus package, funding that will create jobs and keep Nova Scotians working in communities all across Nova Scotia. It's a fund that has created or maintained roughly 11,000 full-time jobs over the past 6 years. And for every dollar that's invested through the EIEF, roughly $1.89 is generated into the community. Now, like you, I have heard a chorus of critics who have called the IEF political. What those critics don't say is which one of those 11,000 jobs that they wouldn't have protected or created. Now, since becoming Premier, I've said that my government will use every tool at our disposal to create jobs, support business, and grow our economy. The IEF, through the Department of Economic and Rural Development, is an important tool, and it's one that is needed, and it's really hard to argue with that. Now, I firmly believe that our plan to invest in infrastructure and job creation will help us weather this economic storm, if you will. But we won't stop there. We are examining ways to get out of the way of business, to reduce barriers to trade, and the movement of skilled labor to allow workers to go where there is work to be done. Now, this morning, New Brunswick Premier Sean Graham and I will take another step together in that direction. We will sign an agreement referred to as PAIR, a partnership of regulation, a partnership agreement on regulation and the economy between our two provinces. An agreement which will help strengthen the economies of both Nova Scotia and New Brunswick by eliminating barriers to business, trade, and labor. It's a goal to help our workers and businesses respond to opportunities with as few constraints as possible. Today's announcement represents concrete action that will help Nova Scotians and New Brunswickers weather the current financial downturn, prepare for a strong, prosperous future, and create a resilient economy. And with that, I'd like to invite Premier Graham forward to give you more details on this agreement, an agreement that we'll also see us in New Brunswick later on today, and having another signing, an important one for, I believe, everyone in this room, and an important one for both our respective provinces. Thank you very much.